You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've been watching this circus go on for quite a while. And circus it is. You see, there are a lot of people across the country who are waking up, getting prepared, understand what's going on, and are doing it properly. They are forming militia units for the right reasons. They're doing it under the law. They're doing it correctly, the way it should be. They are not allowing convicted felons in their units because they can't. Not because we don't like these people. Not because they haven't paid for their crimes. Not because they're not patriots. But because, in the bigger view, ladies and gentlemen, we must be squeaky clean. We must be in the law. And as long as we're in the law, we're right. The law is on our side. And no one can touch us. No one can harm us. No one can persecute us. And they can tell all the lies they want. The lies will be evident as lies. As long as the militia has spokespeople who are intelligent and smart and know how to meet and talk to the press, and as long as they're going about legitimate, proper business of the militia, and as long as they're not engaging in racist activity or any activity which would hurt any other human being in this world, and as long as they're not disseminating a bunch of lies and disinformation. And for the most part, across the country, that's exactly what people are doing, the right thing. Have strong militias in many states. Very strong, in fact. Very intelligent people at the head of those militias. And they know what to say to the press and what to do. They know not to make statements or promises unless they intend to carry them out. And they are not pumping out ream after ream after ream after ream of paperwork containing lies and disinformation. Except, ladies and gentlemen, for one. And that one is the militia of Montana, who have dubbed themselves Mom. And that might be a proper acronym, because that's about as threatening as they are to the New World Order. They're, in fact, helping the New World Order. But it's an insult to every mother and every mom that lives in this country. It's a downright insult that well, folks, they remind me of the Keystone Cops. And unlike most militias and most patriots and most people in this country who are going about their business properly, these people seem to have lost their minds. When Red Beckman's property was going to be seized by the IRS, the militia of Montana pledged to him that they would not allow it to happen. Would not allow it to happen. And then they all went home and went to bed, and it happened. That's the kind of militia they are when it comes down to really being militia. In fact, their eye should be on the nation. Their eyes should be on preventing atrocities like the Waco massacre or what happened to the Weaver family at Ruby Creek in Idaho. To commit a militia to one man's property is not very smart in these days and ages. This day and age, I should say. But if they were going to do it, they should have done it. They should have fulfilled their pledge. But they didn't do it. Nope, they promptly marched home and went to bed. No leadership. No system of early warning. No sentries. No nothing. Militia? No. Cub Scouts, maybe. Militia? Never. Never, ever. They seem to have let this thing go to their head. They have been vociferous in their interviews with the press and with their outlandish statements, which have brought the attention of the media to the very worst organization in the country that could possibly represent the patriotic, good-hearted Americans in this nation who would fight to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. They have knowingly, without any hesitation, placed people in positions of leadership that shouldn't even be allowed to clean their latrines. People who would bring the spotlight and the ire of the mass of American people who we are trying to bring over to our side against us. Not smart. Now, I'm sure that there are some good, intelligent people in the militia of Montana, but they must be a minority because they would never allow this to happen, which means they must be outnumbered and outvoted by idiots. Idiots who want to play with guns for the wrong reasons, who don't understand this conflict that we are in, who appear from some of their statements to be more like rabid dogs than patriots. And I've tried, by some subtle hints and some not so subtle hints, to get the members of the militia of Montana to change their leadership before it's too late. And now that they've focused bad press against the good militias across this country, there will be no more subtle hints. There will be no more not so subtle hints. I'm just going to flat tell you. You're way out of bounds. You are not helping the United States of America, the Constitution, or the patriots in this nation. In fact, by accepting the present leadership that you have, issuing the outlandish statements that you issue, and continuing to be the clowns acting like little children in a three-ring circus, we're going to have to bring the attention of the world onto you and let the rest of the world know that the legitimate militias in this country do not approve of you, do not condone you, will not accept you under any circumstances until you straighten up your act. You seem to think guns are toys. And you seem to think that this is some little activity for children. In fact, this appears to be your very attitude and demonstrates your absolute and complete and utter incompetence.
Well, some folks say that grown-up men are still just little boys, that really the only difference is the price of our toys. We go from macho symbols like guns and running shoes, pickup trucks, Hondas, and power tools, power tools, power tools. Get it, put them in the wall, and think of all copper tile or two.
Hello, emergency room? Yeah, I just fired up my new gas powered weed whacker there. Somehow or another got caught in the hammer loop of my big Smith overall. Yeah, before I could get her shut down, she plumb screwed me about 3 foot in the front lawn there. Yeah, wife hollered out the front door. Hey, Shorty, while you down there, how about checking the fescue for acids? Huh, she's a real comedian, that woman. Hardy, har, har.
Well, some folks say that macho men use tools to compensate for a decline in virility. Now, I've thought about that. Wait, there may be some validity in what those people say, but in my case, it's just the only way I get to go outside and play.
Boy, I love this stuff.
Power to
power to
power to put your blood in the water and think of all you can do. You can plant a garden, fix a car, build a house if you want to. If you've got the proper power to.
Hello, 911? Yeah, I was just in the garden there trying out my new direct drive roto tiller when the rawhide lace from a red goose work shoe somehow or another got tangled in that outboard tiller tab. Yeah, before I could get her shed down, she plumb drug me clean across the lawn up underneath my neighbor's Toyota 4x4. Wife hollered out the door. Hey, Shorty.
Funny how names will stick with you like that.
Said, hey, Shorty, you gonna play Mr. Goodrich? Looks like you fixed our old jalopy first.
I tell you, that woman's a regular Roseanne Barr.
Well, 911 rescued me, carried me away to the local hospital for at least 2 weeks' stay.
Doctor said, I hope you've learned your lesson. Thanks for power tools. You hear me now?
I didn't hear a word he's saying. I was playing when the power said, ooh, power tools,
power tools,
power
tools,
power tools.
Hello, nurse station. Could you please send somebody to room 403? Quick! Yeah, my power man stuck in that position. I'm pulled up in here like a big taco.
Hello, honey. Don't be alarmed. Just quietly evacuate the neighborhood and call the bomb squad.
And that's about the way that the militia of Montana reacts to absolute rumor, lies, allegations. I don't know how many of you people out there have been listening to these clowns or have been reading the intelligence. Started to call it a sheet, but it's not a sheet. The intelligence rag of the militia of Montana. It is the most incredible thing I've ever seen. And since we called attention to it, they've only changed one thing. Now they seem to be, rather than just presenting the lies and the disinformation and the rumors as fact, like they began to do, now they're presenting it as hurt little children asking you to to accept it because they don't have enough time or people to check it out to see if it's fact or not. But just in case it is, they're putting it in their intelligence rag. I'll tell you, folks, I have never in my life seen such irresponsibility being perpetrated by supposedly grown men and women. And again, I want to tell you that I really believe that there are some fine, good, intelligent people in the militia of Montana. But they're either not speaking up or they're outnumbered and outvoted by those who are not so intelligent and not maybe not so nice, maybe have ulterior motives or another agenda. And if that's the truth, then we'd better be very careful indeed. For they're helping the other side. Here we are trying to wake up America and get them on our side and get them to join legitimate militias, and these people are making a laughing stock of the patriot and militia movement in this country. I have seen the most outlandish stories come out of the militia of Montana that I have ever heard or seen in my life. I mean, even little children wouldn't believe this stuff. And I just heard another one recently that their intelligence rag supposedly goes out to over 2 million people across the country, and that's another blatant lie. It doesn't. It barely goes to a handful of rumor mongers. And those that it reaches, it mainly reaches through another rumor monger process called the Patriot Facts Network. Approximately 99% of all the information that goes across the Patriot Facts Network are things that nobody in their right mind should have ever faxed in the first place. Rumors, outright, blazing, barefaced lies, stories that people have made up, poems that somebody seems to want everybody in the country to read, wasting everybody's time, fax, paper, and money because they wrote a poem. Now, I'm not against poets or poems, folks, but that's not what we're engaged in right now. And that's not what something with such a highfalutin name as the Patriot Facts Network should be involved in even. But it is. Rumors, lies, poems, and many other things, and I would read some of them, but I don't want to necessarily get on people by name, and if I read some of them, it would make me so angry that I would start reading names, and I just don't want to do that. What I want to do is impress upon people across this country that what we're engaged in is serious business. Serious business. It is not the time nor the place for rumor mongers, irresponsible people, people that want to play games, or the people who think guns are a substitute for their sexual apparatus or anything else. It's not the time or the place for people with flat lips and big mouths who want to make up stories and perpetrate rumors across the country. We've got enough scary facts to deal with. We don't need that kind of participation. Or that kind of people, for that matter. All you can do is drag us down and cause us to lose this battle. And I'm not going to let you do it. There might be some people out there who like to play that game, but as long as I'm around, I'm not going to let you do it at all. And if you want to cross swords with me, that's fine too, because you're not even in my league. You can't play ball with me. You have a big empty spot between your ears. And as long as that condition exists, you're going to lose. Simple as that. Many, many people who have been getting the rag from the militia of Montana have called, and sometimes we've had some great laughs. But unfortunately, it's not a funny paper. And equally unfortunate is the fact that it sometimes falls in the hands of our enemies and they use it against us. Laughing at all of us, rather than just the militia of Montana, where it emanated from. Members of the militia of Montana should take a trip to Arizona, or Michigan, or New Mexico, or Alaska, for that matter, and see what a real militia is, and follow real militia leaders around for a while. And just because I didn't mention the name of your state or your militia organization does not mean that I'm leaving you out. I could go on naming individual units and states for the rest of the hour, because by and large, most of the militias in this country are made up of good, responsible, well-acting people who are preparing, who are training, who are talking responsibly to the press, who are acting responsible, do not make promises unless they know that they will carry them out. And if they make a promise, you can best be sure that it will be done. unlike the militia of Montana. It's almost, the militia of Montana, folks, is almost like a bunch of kids who never had a daddy. And so they're constantly trying to prove themselves, their manhood, reaching out to the world and saying, won't somebody love me?
To leave me like a fool, treat me cruel, but love me. Raise my baby to heart. I would then steal just to be in your heart, being so close to mine. And if you ever go, darling, I'll be yours.
It's a shame that this has to be done, but it's going to be done. It's going to continue to be done until the people in Montana wake up and get the crazy ambulatory walking wounded out of their leadership and get some people who can really lead and speak responsibly to the press when they're interviewed or when the press is around, who will check their facts before they write them down and send them out to the world to scare everybody to death. Can you imagine the sheeple when they see these comic books from the militia of Montana? It's no wonder. It's no wonder, folks, that we can't get through to some people out there after they see the clowns in action. It's no wonder that people like the ADL are able to convince the world that the patriots in this country and the militia organizations are made up of right-wing, radical, gun-toting, racist, Aryan, anti-Semitic terrorists. Basically, what they're describing is not most of the militia in the United States. And really, not even about the militia of Montana, except for maybe one or two of its leaders, whom all of those statements might apply to. And anyone listening to these rabid flapjaws might arrive at those exact conclusions and in any case absolutely would. After reading the intelligence rag of the militia of Montana, who has insulted every mother in the world by calling themselves mom. Mom, indeed. As if we're going to seek solace and protection in your arms, not on your life. Not on your life. And neither is anyone in Montana with that kind of leadership. You wouldn't last 5 minutes on the battlefield. You're certainly losing the battle of the respect of the nation, the respect of the press, and the respect of all the other militia units and patriots in this nation. And you better come to your senses pretty soon, because I'm not going to stop this until you do. Until you do. And if they absolutely won't change their leadership, folks, if you're a member of the militia of Montana, just get out of that organization and start your own militia somewhere else and get some responsible people to lead you. If you can't find anybody else to lead you, lead yourselves. Do it responsibly. What do we hear from these people? Oh, my God, you wouldn't believe. You would not absolutely, unless you read it, you would not believe that anyone over the age of 6 years old could write this stuff down and send it out to the world and expect anybody to give them any respect or treat them seriously at all. These are the people who said, there's 50,000 communist Chinese training in the woods. It was a lie. These are the people who say that there's tens of thousands of Soviet tanks in the United States. It's a lie. There may be someday, but there's not now. And I can go on and on and on and on and on. These are the people that recently said that Catron County was inundated with FBI and ATF agents, and the National Guard was moving in to take over the county and confiscate all the weapons from all the people in Catron County, New Mexico. And it was a lie. These are the people who said in the southeast United States the government was going door to door confiscating and collecting weapons from the American people, and it was a lie. And I could go on and on and on and on and on and on. I have a stack of lies here that came from the militia of Montana. And I'm sick of getting the lies from the militia of Montana. In fact, they're so sick of me calling attention to their lies that they don't send their lies to me anymore, but they send them to my agents who send them to me. Militia of Montana is no more than a tabloid news source. And it wouldn't surprise me if in the next issue of the intelligence rag of the militia of Montana, you see a story that Elvis was abducted by aliens and gave birth to an alien baby and has returned to make his second comeback.
They don't talk to me about Wall Street Journal. Usually been a quick time. I mean, the national supermarket. Tear down it, get it there. I get it in the supermarket, check out mine.
Read all about it. Do it yourself, root canal. Not as simple as it may sound. Get all the facts before you start yours. Arkansas woman gives birth to bride, groom, and entire wedding party.
Lordy, Lordy, I just hope there's enough wedding candy to go around.
The National Supermarket Checkout Exam. Mine's as neat as family wants to know.
Now you can't keep your TV shows like 6 minutes. 2020 and all others of that kind. Just give me that National Supermarket Checkout.
Alabama woman, being divorced. back for? Guitar and club, don't be cruel. Hip house in an uproar.
Yeah, these hens are just mesmerized. Don't hardly lay it all no more. Spend all their time just listening to that old rooster sing. I mean, they're swooning all over the place. Yeah, they're really fighting for them little pink cigar things over them every song or two. Heck, I ain't complaining, though. You just give me the keys and see you Cadillac.
Well, folks, the Hour of the Time is brought to you by Swiss America Trading, who specializes in non-confiscatable, non-reportable hard assets. The kind of hard assets that you're going to need in the future to protect yourself and your family against the loss of just about everything you own. It's important that you take care of this, whether you deal with Swiss America Trading or whether you deal with somewhere else or someone else. It doesn't make any difference. We're concerned that you protect yourself and your loved ones. We hope that if you derive real worth from this broadcast, that you will patronize our sponsor, Swiss America Trading, who stuck with us through thick or thin, no matter what. They've been right here backing this broadcast. They've been threatened. They've received a lot of bad phone calls and problems because of this broadcast. Because it's controversial and it deals in hard facts, it deals in truth that people just don't want to hear, including what you're hearing tonight, folks. Many of you don't want to hear it, but it's true and you're going to hear it. So, if you want to continue to receive this kind of broadcasting, then when you do business involving precious metals, do it with Swiss America Trading. And not just because they sponsor this program, and not just because I say so, folks, but because they're honest. They've proven themselves. They've been in business many, many years, a lot longer than most, if not all, of their competitors. They're honest. They record everything. They've never, ever, to my knowledge, cheated anybody. Not even once. And I've seen Craig Smith bend over backwards and actually lose money to rectify problems and make people happy. And you don't find that every day, and you don't find a guarantee like I give you either. You see, I wouldn't accept a sponsor that I couldn't believe in and I couldn't back like they back me. They back me unconditionally, and I have to back them unconditionally, which means I'll bend over backwards, too, to solve any problem that you ever have or any misunderstanding, and usually that's what they are, misunderstandings. In fact, every single time they've been misunderstandings, and since they've been sponsoring this program, which has been over 2 years, folks, I only know of three times that there's been a problem involving Swiss American Trading and a listener of this broadcast. And every time Craig and I put our heads together and solved that problem, I mean, lickety split, so quick and so thoroughly, and everybody was so happy. And you just can't find that kind of conflict or problem resolution anywhere else. You see, I've given you my word that you will not ever be cheated or mistreated by Swiss America Trading. And if you are, I will personally step in, get with Craig Smith, and make it right, whatever it is. So call Swiss America Trading right now. Ask them what kind of recommendations they have for you to protect your assets against an economic downturn. 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Call them. And if you don't want to listen to their recommendations, if you have a plan or an idea of your own, tell them about it. They'll do anything they can to make your wishes become reality. And they'll do it honestly, and they'll do it quickly. They're the only ones I know that have a buyback program. So call right now, 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. You'll be really glad that you did. You see, you'll get that weight taken off your shoulders, and you won't have to worry about it anymore. And if you can't do anything significant all at once, ask them how you can get on a program where you can do a little at a time until you've taken care of business. Do it now, folks. 1-800-289-2646. John Trockman and Bob Fletcher of the Militia of Montana, this is just for you.
Never caught a rabbit and you ain't no faith in mine. You know they said you was high class, but that was just a lie. They said you was high class, but that was just a lie. You never, ain't never caught a rabbit, you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, that's all you are, crying all the time. Nothing but a hound dog crying all the time. You ain't never caught a rabbit, you ain't just afraid of them. Now, take it away. Oh. 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 You know, they said you were high class. Well, that was just a prevarication. It wasn't true. They said you was high class, but that was just a lie. You know, you ain't never caught a rabbit. You ain't no friend.
Come on back here. Oh. We're leaving. I wouldn't hate to leave, but there's two more verses here. Of course, they aren't really different. They're the same two verses from before. And, but still,
they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. They said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. You know you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time.
Well, folks, the number is 602-337-2524. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, this is Montana, you kook.
Well, you're showing just exactly what you are. Anything else you want to say, you raving maniac? Well, folks, you heard right from their lips the intelligence of the Militia of Montana. That's the kind of people that inhabit that organization. Not all of them, mind you. But the good people, the intelligent people, seem to be outnumbered by just exactly this kind of person. 602-337-2524. Let's hear some more from the rabid dogs in Montana. Let's hear from you. Show the world what you're made of. Good evening. You're on the air.
You're crazy.
Yep, there's another Militia of Montana member. Let's hear from some more. I want the world to know exactly what you are. Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
I enjoy your program. I am curious, how should we know whether we're in a good militia or not? I've been in one for just a little bit of time. What are the good characteristics we should look for in for one?
Concern for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Okay, yeah.
The welfare and the feelings of all people, no matter what race, color, or religion.
Right.
Listen to the leaders if they show an obsession with guns or warfare or seem to want to go off and start some kind of a war. That's the wrong organization because that's not what we're about. We don't want war unless we absolutely have to.
Right.
Make sure that the
training on a regular basis.
Pardon?
Should there be training on a regular basis?
Yes, they should be training responsibly. They should be meeting responsibly. They should listen to your leaders and make sure that they also give you instructions on how to deal with the press and what to say to the press or when the press is around.
Our group has doesn't have meetings and isn't doing any training, and the reason they say they don't is because they don't want the ATF to come down on them for any reason. Is that just not a good reason?
No, it's not a good reason at all. The ATF can't come down on you unless you're doing something illegal, unless you have illegal weapons, unless you're manufacturing illegal weapons, unless you're making irresponsible statements that would make the public afraid of you and would cause them to want to come down on you because maybe you've made some statements that might make them feel that you're going to do something stupid. Generally, you see, the militia is protected by the law. Whether you want to be a member of the militia or not, as you've heard on this broadcast, all men and boys between certain ages in this country, in all the states, are members of the militia, even if your law doesn't have any, even if your state doesn't have any laws about the militia, you're still a member of the militia of the United States of America. So there's absolutely nothing that they can do as long as you stay clean and follow the guidelines that we've given you. Don't make stupid, irresponsible statements. Don't say you're going to do something that you're not going to do. And if you say you're going to...
Hasn't done any of those kind of things. The thing that I just wonder about is that we're not really training. We don't really meet. And those kind of things. It's pretty much kept pretty quiet. He's in the group. Is there a good publication that we should be getting to find out more about this and find out a way to get into more responsible groups?
Well, what state are you in?
Louisiana.
Louisiana. We have people down there. Our job is to furnish intelligence to the militia, which we do.
We're in the RRMG. Does that tell you anything?
Yes, and I don't know if we have someone down there who's furnishing information to you. We're a part of a larger organization called the Second Continental Army of the Republic. And even militias who are not a part of that organization receive information from us, not always knowing that it comes from us, but they do get the information from us. So I will contact our people in Louisiana and make sure that you guys get put on the list. But you can't be effective if you're not training.
Is there a way that we can find out a way to get in touch with them, or is there a way off the air I can give you a way they can get in touch with me, or how can that work?
No, the only way that that we and you and everyone else can stay safe and effective is to be compartmentalized.
Absolutely.
So I'm sure that you understand that and understand why, and that's just the way it has to be.
Well, I thank you for doing all that you do. We're trying not to be sheeple, and we're learning as much as we can, and we appreciate the job that you do, and you just keep exposing those folks. I don't have to tell you to do that. You're going to do that anyway, but we're glad you're out there doing it.
That's right.
And we'll be listening for all those intelligent beings from Montana. Is that right? Montana, and I'm sure we'll get a few more of those calls tonight. And y'all go ahead and call, and we'll just judge you like we, well, it's easy to judge those kind of folks. So
sure is.
The biggest thing is we want to make sure that we're in a, I personally want to make sure I'm in a group that's effective, that will be a part of the solution when the time comes. And and not just baggage or part of the problem. So
great.
Thanks. Have a great morning.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Now, don't get me wrong, folks. Not everybody in the militia of Montana are that way. But the leadership is. Maybe most of them are not that way. But the leadership is. And as you've heard, some of the others are also. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. How are you doing tonight?
Fine.
Great. I really appreciate your show. And I think those that listen to you really do show a lot more intelligence than do most people here in the United States and around the world. Because you talk about things that nobody else will talk about. And I appreciate that.
Well, none of that. We reveal things to you that nobody else has got the guts to reveal, not even to talk about, in fact.
Well, that's right. And I just want to really appreciate your efforts and Annie's and all the rest of the staff there, too.
Well, thank you very much.
Anyway, a couple of questions for you quickly here. Have you heard too much about the so-called sonic barriers along the interstates?
The so-called what?
Well, there's these barriers that block the highways.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about that many times on this broadcast.
Okay, well, I can't pick up much of the time because I get jammed around here.
Yeah, there are big concrete barrier blocks that are being placed all along the highways across the country, alongside roads in the cities. In fact, in a very short period of time, they could close off every highway and just about every road in this country. And people better start paying attention. They're placed sometimes just stacked by the side of the road and never moved. They're just there for when they're needed. Sometimes they're used as barriers between the lanes down the center of highways where they've never been needed and aren't needed. But they're there so that when they are needed, they can just be pulled across the road and bam, you're not going to use that highway anymore.
So then for those of us who might be concerned about this within the Constitution, what do you recommend would be the best course of action?
Well, the best course of action, number one, is be a member of a militia unit. Work with your leaders to develop plans and contingency plans to implement in case weapon seizure does become a reality, in case patriot leaders or patriots begin to be rounded up. Do all of these things. Make sure that you don't go off half-cocked acting upon disinformation and lies that come from people like the militia of Montana and other rumor mongers and disinformation agents who exist across the country. And make sure that you don't believe anything unless you can check it out. You should be making maps of your local area to know which roads have these blocks on them, which roads are going to be blocked off, what are alternate routes, how can you get from point A to point B without using the roads, where are the wells, where are old mine shafts and maybe caves, where are cabins in the woods. All of these things, you should know your local area like the back of your hand.
Okay, one last question for you. My state requires that you have a firearms ownership identification card. How should I approach that from a purely legal constitutional standpoint?
Well, a purely constitutional standpoint would be they have no right to infringe the right of the people to own firearms in this country. Until they deal with the Second Article and Amendment, the Ninth Article and Amendment, and the Tenth Article and Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America, all firearms laws are illegal and unconstitutional. And until they deal with the provision in the United States Code and in most of the state constitutions and state codes around the country, they cannot regulate firearms belonging to any militia member because they have to possess weapons that are military in nature. So that's the constitutional point of view.
Okay, so if we have to be squeakily clean as far as the law goes, you have conflicting laws between the states and the Constitution, and the public might appear to perceive that the militia is breaking the laws of the states when the states have these FOID cards.
Well, you see, that's a decision you have to make for yourself, because I'm not going to give you advice that if you take it might put you in jail and put a hardship on your family. Each individual has to make those kind of decisions themselves. Me, I register nothing. Me, I do what is legal under the Constitution And if there's a law that conflicts with the Constitution, according to Supreme Court rulings, and according to me, William Cooper, it's not a law.
Okay.
There can be no laws that conflict with the supreme law of the land. But you have to make that decision yourself. You see, I'm ready and willing to pay the price of liberty at any time that I'm called upon to do it, including dying, no matter what kind of hardship it puts on my family. Because I know that unless many of us in this country are ready and willing to do that, our family very shortly isn't going to have any protections at all.
Well, the time is running out, very definitely, and we have to be prepared. And one last comment to make is that if people read the Bible, read the words of Jesus Christ, they'll see an awful lot of truth.
This is not a religious program, and those of you who attempt that kind of crap on this broadcast aren't going to get anywhere. If you want to preach, go rent a hall, put out your flyers, put out your ads on the radio stations, and preach. But don't do it on my time, on my broadcast. Your religion is your business. I'll fight for your right to that religion. My religion is my business, and you better be willing to fight for the right of my religion. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. I was listening to you on your 7.315.
We're not on there.
Okay, what? Where are you currently broadcasting?
Right here.
This is it, the only show?
This is it.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate that. I enjoy listening to your show, and I just wanted to make sure I could continue receiving it.
Okay. I wonder why we haven't heard from any more of the wackos in Montana.
Well, I'm not one of them. I'm from Indiana, and I'm not a wacko. So.
I wonder why John Trockman and this guy Fletcher haven't had the guts to call.
Maybe they've lost the frequency.
And by the way, this is a permanent invitation to those two clowns. Anytime they want to call and get on this broadcast, they're welcome.
I was listening or going through Linda Thompson's bulletin board. Was it really true that the fact that she appeared on your show, that one of the reasons why they kicked you off of those other stations, or was that...
No, that's the excuse they used. That's just an excuse.
They just didn't want to have you on there then.
No, the buzzword is ADL.
I see.
ADL.
I get it.
You see, they're chicken. They're scared.
Well, I thought it was.
And they're probably in the pocket of the ADL anyway.
The people that run that station here, Channel 40, here in Indiana, I've done some work for the Summerals, and I know them, and I guess I don't know them all that well, but I was...
Well, you have to understand that a lot of these supposed Christian leaders and Christian ministers and Christian parsons and Christian evangelists are really Zionists and are working hand-in-hand with the ADL and all these other people to bring about a one-world religion, and they don't give a damn about this country in the long run. Now, I don't know if that's true of the management of WHRI, but I do know this. They just flat chickened out.
How long did they have you on there? For just a few hours?
Or? 4 days.
4 days.
4 days. Yeah, when I started talking about the ADL, that's what pulled the pin. It didn't have anything to do with Linda Thompson, although that's the excuse that they used.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I found you again, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
And I mean that. Anybody in the militia of Montana want to get on the air with me and debate this issue? I got a stack of your lies that I'll throw right in your face right on the air here, and you can try to explain it to the American people. It won't wash. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Chris Steiner. And first of all, I want to say that if anybody wants to know more about the militia, they could get... I took note of this, the October 18th edition of your show, where you covered it pretty well. But the main reason I called was to tell people, if I could, that they can go into schools this week because it's National Education Week. They can call up their local school, and it's a golden opportunity for patriots to teach, and you can go in for a day, talk about your hobby, talk about your occupation, read a book if you want to, and you can decide what type of school and what class you can go into also.
Or you could teach the kids about the Constitution, something they'll never learn if you don't do it.
Right. The main focus that I plan to cover is jurors' rights, first of all, and the conspiratorialist information is interesting, but it's not something that I plan to cover. I just want to cover how people's rights are being violated and suppress medical information and the Federal Reserve a little bit. But, you know, these are some things that people should really look into teaching, that wouldn't really cause the kids to think too much.
Yeah, you're right. And it's not a conspiracy anyway. You know that, don't you, Chris?
Oh, right. Like you say, nothing's hidden. I plan to prove it to them.
That's right. It's all out in the open. And you don't need to be teaching that stuff to them anyway, because they don't know the basics. They don't know what the country is. Therefore, they don't know what they're losing. So to start with that kind of stuff would be absolutely the wrong thing to do. You start with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. You start teaching them what they don't know about this country, what they never knew that they have, that they're losing. And then once they catch on to that, they'll begin to look around and see how it's being taken away. They'll start asking questions. And then that's where and when and how you get in to the other stuff.
Right. And, you know, the intent of the laws, you know, is very important, and I plan to cover a lot of the arguments and of the founding fathers when they were debating why they should pass a certain law, so people can actually understand, you know, why all the propaganda is out
right.
Where it's coming from. So.
Well, we're out of time, Chris. I want to thank you for calling. I'm glad you did that.
Okay, thank you, too.
Good night.
Good night. Bye.
Well, folks, that's it. As they say in Hollywood, that's a wrap. Good night. God bless you all. And remember, somewhere in the deepest, darkest depths of Montana, a great scientific experiment has gone absolutely wrong.
On a chicken farm just downstream from Oak Ridge, Tennessee, a nuclear reactor leaks some water accidentally. What happened next is like a horror story by Ralph Nader. That toxic waste leaked into a brood house incubator. Inside that chicken coop, they always kept the TV on. Said the programs helped the chicks to grow, helped to keep them calm. As poor little chickens put that heavy water down their gullets, the Kung Fu show was on the air. Something happened to those bullets. They began to grow and grow with that Kung Fu show locked in their brain. That's the only way we can explain. Teenage Mutant Kung Fu Chicken. Big as a house, strong as a chicken. Anything they want, feed the chicken. For Teenage Mutant Kung Fu Chicken. One said his name was Fricassee, the second Cordon Bleu, the third was Cacciatore, and the fourth they just called Stu. They could have been dangerous having grown so big on heavy water, but they decided they would live their lives on the side of law and order. Bad guys won't have it easy like the Yuster. They come with Taekwondo, all the fixes. The Teenage Mutant Kung Fu Chicken.
Yeah, we'd get all down there at the barn, hoping the auction so we wouldn't lose the barn. When all of a sudden, these four big bullets with black scarves around their boards. Come on, that hill yonder, surrounded them bankers, pecked them on the head, dropped them like green for Simba. Yeah, then they went down there at the bottom party, start scratching around like chickens in walls to do. Before you know it, they play out that whole field ready for play.
Anything they want is easy to chicken. The Teenage Mutant Kung Fu Chicken.